USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A 14-member NTSB team of investigators has arrived at the site of Saturday's deadly Amtrak derailment in a remote part of northern Montana. It killed three people. Dozens of other passengers were hurt. Five people injured, still hospitalized. And again, that investigative team showed up a few hours ago. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says she is backing the boosters for those who work in high-risk environments because millions of Americans are not vaccinated, and those frontline workers need to be protected.
That includes people in homeless shelters, people in group homes, people in prisons.
Democrats have been saying that Republicans just simply did not want police reform, and that's why it's failed for now on Capitol Hill. But Republican Senator Tim Scott says the push for police reform failed because Democrats were fighting to actually defund the police. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
A funeral was held for 22-year-old Gabby Petito on New York's Long Island today. She's the woman who disappeared and was later found dead after going on a trip across country with her fiancé, Brian Laundrie. Meanwhile, search crews from more than a dozen agencies have been back in a swampland in South Florida looking for Laundrie, who's still on the run.
Agencies are issuing search warrants for data, whether it be social media or some other investigative means.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says orders he issued are the only thing stopping illegal immigration in his state. He spoke on Fox News Sunday, the Republican governor saying the Biden administration has left Texas with no choice, even though immigration is usually handled on the federal level. He says the Haitian migrants wouldn't have been in the situation they were in if the administration was upholding immigration laws. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
At the Whistling Straits Golf Club in Sheboygan, Wisconsin on Sunday.
Ryder Cup, congratulations to the United States of America.
Combining for 19 points to claim their 27th Ryder Cup title in the history of that tournament, the first time since the 1979 to 1983 Ryder Cups that the Americans have won back-to-back cups on home soil. Police in Scottsdale, Arizona say Michael Jordan's son was arrested over the weekend on aggravated assault charges. The 32-year-old Jeffrey Jordan reportedly slipped and hit his head at a restaurant, Casa Amigos, on Friday night. TMZ reports he then became combative with security. He was apparently confused and disoriented after the fall. Jordan was then taken to a hospital because of the head injury, where he's then been accused of assaulting hospital staffers. Later arrested, but then later released from the Scottsdale City Jail. He's not officially been charged, but he has been booked on one count of aggravated assault. Notre Dame's 41-13 defeat of Wisconsin propels head coach Brian Kelly into the history books, as that Saturday win at Chicago Soldier Field is Kelly's 106th. That surpasses Newt Rockne's record of 105 wins in the 1930s. In that Saturday game, Wisconsin was leading until Notre Dame scored 31 unanswered points. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.